外面天气虽然寒冷，但是当大家进到教堂来，
when we come to into our church，
看见这些红红的圣诞红，
do we see this bright red？
有没有温暖一点？
Do you feel warm enough？
特别是我们这个大家庭在耶稣基督里， 因着耶稣基督给我们的温暖， 我们会更加的喜乐。
Especially our family was in a family of Jesus, will feel the warmth of Jesus.
今天早上和大家思想的题目是米非波设的启发。
This morning, my message is about the inspiration of Mephibosheth.
米非波设在圣经里面是一个小人物。
Mephibosheth was a minor role in the Bible.
但是却真的可以帮助我们学习一个感恩的功课。
But he really helped us to learn how to be grateful.
那米非波设到底是何许人也呢？
So who is Mephibosheth?
他是扫罗王的孙子。
He's the grandson of King Saul.
换句话说，他是约纳丹的儿子。
In other words, he's son of Jonathan.
那我们知道约纳丹和大卫是很好的朋友。
We all know that Jonathan and David were very good friends.
因此，约纳丹曾经要求过大卫。
Therefore, Jonathan once asked David.
就是将来无论如何，要大卫一定要好好的善待他的后代，他的家人。
Jonathan once asked David to be good to his family and his offspring, no matter what happened in the future.
那我们知道后来这个约纳丹和扫罗王都战死沙场。
We know that Jonathan and Saul were both killed on the battlefield.
那么大卫也做了以色列人的王。
David then reigned over Israel.
大卫就记得，哦，他要照顾约纳丹的后代。
At this time, it came into David's mind that he should look after the descendants of Jonathan.
所以呢，他就请人把约纳丹的儿子米非波设呢请到王宫里面来。
Therefore, he sent for Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, to the king's palace.
那当这个米非波设呢见到大卫王的时候，他非常害怕。
When Mephibosheth had an audience with King David, he was scared to death.
但是大卫王却以慈爱来待他。
But David showed him kindness.
好，我们先来看一下这个撒母耳记下的9章7到8节。
Let us look at 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 7 and 8.
我们一起来攻读这个第7节到8节，一起来请大卫说：“你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约纳丹的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还给你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。”米非波设又叩拜说：“仆人算什么？ 不过如死狗一般，竟蒙王这样眷顾。”Let
us read together in English. Don't be afraid, David said to him, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table. Mephibosheth bowed down and said, What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?
我们来看一个图表就更加清楚了。
Let us see a chart and then it will be more clear for us.
我们看到最上面的是扫罗王。We
see on the top is King Saul.
那么他的儿子当然就是约纳丹。Jonathan
is King Saul's son.
约纳丹的儿子是谁呢？ 米非波设。
Who is Jonathan's son? 米非波设。
但是在右边还有一个很特别的人物。On
the right side, there is a special person.
这个人的名字叫洗巴。His
name is Liba.
他是从扫罗王一直做这个他们这个家族的总管，仆人总管。He
is a master steward of Saul's family.
这个洗巴有15个儿子，有20个仆人呢。Ziba
had 15 sons and 20 servants.
由此可见，这个洗巴他的势力是很大的。Therefore,
we can tell that Ziba himself was a very powerful man.
而且洗巴是一个很奸诈的小人。
Not only that, Ziba was a scheming villain.
好，看一下英文就更清楚了。
Let us see the scripture together.
好，那我们继续再看撒母耳记下的9:9-10.
Let us read 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9 to 10.
王召了扫罗的仆人洗巴来，对他说，我已将属扫罗和他一切的家产都赐给你主人的儿子了，你和你的众子仆人要为你主人的儿子米非波设耕种田地，把所产的拿来供他食用，他却要常与我同席吃饭。洗巴有15儿子，20仆人。
Let us read together in English. Then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's steward, and said to him, I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your sons and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops so that your master's grandson may be provided for. And Mephibosheth, grandson of your master, will always eat at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants.
这一段记载告诉我们什么呢？
What did this scripture tell us?
就是大卫王要照顾米非波设。
It means that King David wants to look after Mephibosheth.
所以他一定要把这个米非波设的扫罗王的这个总管仆人洗巴给招过来。
Therefore, he summoned the master steward of Saul, Ziba.
告诉他这个洗巴说，哦，你要来耕种田地来服侍这个米非波设。
He commanded Ziba to till the land for till the land of Mephibosheth.
那么这样米非波设呢，他就生活无虑。
Then Mephibosheth will be provided for.
米非波设是一个瘸腿的，是一个这个身体有不方便，一个瘸腿的一个人。
Mephibosheth was a lame man.
大卫呢是一个非常有爱心的王。
And David was a very kind king.
所以就邀请米非波设说，哎，你可以常常到我王宫和我一起王一起来吃饭。
And King David invites Mephibosheth to eat at his table.
那么后来故事的发展是这个大卫王自己开始逃难。
Then in a twist, King David began to flee.
大家知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
因为他的儿子亚沙龙怎么样叛变了
？Because Absalom, the son of King David, rebelled.
亚沙龙叛变了，这个儿子想要夺取这个大卫王的宝座。
The son sought to seize the power.
所以这个爸爸大卫只好逃命了。
Therefore, David, the dad, had to run for his life.
那当时的背景是，只要你愿意跟随大卫王走的人，表示效忠、忠心于大卫。
The situation back then was that anyone willing to follow King David to flee, was a man who showed his allegiance to King David.
那这个历史背景非常重要。
It's very important.
我们需要理解。
We need to understand.
那么米非波设虽然他是个瘸子。
Mephibosheth, though a lame,
但是他非常愿意来跟随大卫王走，跟他逃难。
Was willing to follow King David to flee.
但是很可惜呢，他的仆人呢，洗巴呢，却欺骗了他。
But only to be deceived by his servant Ziba.
可见洗巴是一个很坏的这个功于心计的小人。
We can see that Ziba was sure enough, calculating evil.
他一方面欺骗了这个米非波设。
On one hand, he deceived his master Mephibosheth.
一方面呢，献殷勤给要逃难的大卫王。
On the other hand, he showed his friendship to King David.
他给这个大卫王要逃难呢，给他很多的饼还送他两匹驴子
He gave King David a couple of donkeys loaded with many loaves of bread.
请大家来读撒母耳记下的16:3-4.
Let us read together 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 3-4.
三节开始一起来。王问说，你主人的儿子在哪里呢？洗巴回答王说，他人在耶路撒冷。 因他说以色列人今日必将我父的国归还我。王对洗巴说，凡属米非波设的都归你了。洗巴说，我叩拜我主我王，愿我在你眼前蒙恩。
Let us read together in English, 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 3 and 4. The king then asked, Where is your master's grandson? Ziba said to him, He is staying in Jerusalem, because he thinks, Today the Israelites will restore to me my grandfather's kingdom. Then the king said to Ziba, All that belonged to Mephibosheth is now yours. I humbly bow. Ziba said, May I find favor in your eyes, my lord the king?
请大家注意第三节。
Please pay attention to verse 3.
我们看一下，回到中文好不好
？Let us read in Chinese.
我读给大家听。
I read for you.
王就是大卫了。大卫问说：“你主人儿子在哪里呢？”洗巴这个仆人了，回答王说：“他是谁呀、啊？米非波设，他人在耶路撒冷。因他说他是谁呀、啊？米非波设。”米非波设说：“以色列人今日必将我父的国归还我。”哇，这个不得了！
In verse 3, the king then asked, "Where is your master's grandson?" Ziba said to him, "He is staying in Jerusalem. Who is he, Mephibosheth? Because he thinks Mephibosheth thinks today the Israelites will restore to me my grandfather's kingdom."
米非波设在。洗巴在抹黑米非波设。
Ziba was
造谣，就是编造了一个假的来回谤米非波设。
Ziba slandered Mephibosheth on purpose.
因为米非波设啊，不但没有跟随大卫表示效忠逃难，而且他留在耶路撒冷。
Because he said Mephibosheth don't want to.Follow King David, and he will stay in Jerusalem.
洗巴对大卫王说：“哦，这个米非波设说，哦，这个耶路撒冷啊，以后都要归我父，就是从扫罗王和约拿单的王位要归给我米非波设了。”
Because Ziba said to King David that Mephibosheth thinks the Israelites will restore to him his grandfather's kingdom.
那你觉得大卫王听了会有什么感想啊？
What do you think when David heard all this word?
当然非常生气嘛。
Of course, he will be very angry.
所以你看第四节嘛。
So let us read verse 4.
这个王是大卫王嘛？王对洗巴说：“凡属米非波设的都归给你了。”
Then the king said to Ziba, "All that belong to Mephibosheth is now yours."
米非波设。用计骗不是洗巴用计骗取了所有米非波设的田地财产都归洗巴了。
Ziba usurped the possession of Mephibosheth with a scheme.
大家看见了。
We all can see that.
那后来大卫的儿子呢？亚撒龙死掉了。
Later, when Absalom, the son of King David, was dead,
所以大卫王又回到了耶路撒冷。
King David returned back to Jerusalem.
那我们继续来看撒母耳记下的十九章。
Let us read together 2 Samuel chapter 19.
我们从二十四读到二十六节。
We'll start from verse 22 through 26.
这个时候大卫回来了。这个时候大卫回来回京城。
When David returned back to Jerusalem.
好，我们从二十四节读起来，一起来。扫罗的孙子米非波设也下去迎接王。他自从王去的日子，直到王平平安回来，没有修脚，没有剃胡须，也没有洗衣服。他来到耶路撒冷迎接王的时候，王问他说：“米非波设，你为什么没有与我同去呢？”他回答说：“我主我王。”仆人是瘸腿的，那日我想要被驴骑上与王同去，无奈我的仆人欺哄了我。
Let us read together in English, 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 24 through 26. Mephibosheth, Saul's grandson, also went down to meet the king. He had not taken care of his feet, or trimmed his mustache, or washed his clothes, from the day the king left until the day he returned safely. When he came from Jerusalem to meet the king asked him, why didn't you go with me, Mephibosheth? He said, my lord the king, since I, your son, am lame, I said, I will have my donkey saddled and will ride on it, so I can go with the king. But Ziba, my servant, betrayed me.
今天第24节。
Please pay special attention to verse 24.
如果可以的话，我们看一下中文。
Let us read in Chinese.
这里讲到米非波设没有修脚，没有剃胡子，也没有洗衣服。
Verse 24 says, Mephibosheth had not taken care of his feet, or trimmed his mustache, or washed his clothes.
这是表明了米非波设他非常出自内心的对大卫王的一种悲哀悲伤。
It indicates the true feeling of Mephibosheth. He was very sad for King David and missed him.
这说明了米非波设对大卫王的一个怀念的表现。
It shows the Mephibosheth really missed King David.
而大卫王并不知道米非波设是一个懂得感恩的人。But
King David didn't know that Mephibosheth was a grateful man.
那我们清楚看见，虽然米非波设是一个瘸子，他走路行动非常不方便。We
see that though Mephibosheth was lame and inconvenient.
但是他仍然愿意追随大卫，当初追随大卫一起逃难。
He was willing to follow David to flee.
但是无奈呢，他的仆人呢，洗巴欺哄他。
But only to be deceived by his servant Ziba.
所以我们继续来看这个27到28节这里。
So let us continue to see verse 27 to 28.
我们一起读，一起来。
Let's read together.
又在我主我王面前谄悔我，然而我主我王如同神的使者一般，你看怎么好就怎么样行吧，因为我主全家的人在我主我王面前都算为死人，王却使仆人在王的席上同人吃饭，我现在向王还能辨别什么呢？
Let us read together in English, verse 27 to 28. And he has slandered your servant to my lord the king. My lord the king is like an angel of God, so do whatever you wish. All my grandfather's descendants deserved nothing but death from my lord the king, but you gave your servant a place among those who eat at your table. So what right do I have to make any more appeals to the king?
这一段话呢，表明了米非波设的心情。
This passage manifests his true feeling.
他觉得呢，米非波设觉得能够在大卫王的宫中吃饭，已经是蒙王非常大的恩典了。Mephibosheth
felt that it was very rare for him to get the king's favor, have the king's favor, and eat at his table.
最重要的是，他看见大卫王能够平平安的回来，他就非常高兴，非常有安慰了。As
long as King David returned back safely, he will very happy.
所以大卫王要怎么样来处置米非波设，就让王自己决定吧。So
now he just let himself at David's disposal.
那大卫王怎么回答他呢？So
what did David say?
我们来读29到30节。Let's
read verse 29 to 30.
一起来请。王对他说：“你何必再提你的事吗？” 我说你与洗巴均分地图。米非波设对王说：“我主我王既平平安的回宫，就任凭洗巴都娶了也可以。”Let
us read in English, verse 29 and 30. The king said to him, "Why say more? I order you and Ziba to divide the land." But Mephibosheth said to the king, "Let him take everything. Now that my lord the king has returned home safely."
请大家注意30节。
Please pay attention to verse 30.
我读给大家听。
I read it for you.
米非波设对王说：“我主我王既这个‘既’这个字很重要，既然平平安安的回宫，就任凭洗巴都娶了，也没关系啊。”
Mephibosheth said to the king, "Let him take everything. Now that is very important. Now that my lord the king has returned home safely."
由此可见，米非波设是 真心诚意关心大卫王的平安。
It can be seen that Mephibosheth genuinely cared for King Saul's safety.
这一份真诚感恩的心是非常难能可贵。
This genuine heart of gratitude is rare and valuable.
米非波设在圣经里面虽然是一个小人物。
Mephibosheth, though a minor role in the Bible.
但是他的念旧，还有他的感恩的心，他的忠心，他的关怀，是值得我们学习的。
He commemorated the previous kindness he received, and was grateful, faithful, and he cares. He really cares for David's safety. There are a lot of things we can learn from.
所以今天信息的四个重点就是念旧。感恩、忠心、关怀。
So the four key points for today's message are reminiscence, gratitude, faithfulness, and care.
好不好？我们一起读一下，好不好？啊，一起来，中文一起来啊！来
，Let's read together.
念旧、感恩、忠心和关怀。
Let us read in English together. Reminiscence, gratitude, faithfulness, and care.
我们马上要庆祝感恩节了。
We will celebrate Thanksgiving very soon.
我们知道我们感恩节的对象啊，这个很重要啊。对象是我们的主。
We all know that we should show our gratitude to the Lord.
感恩节的焦点不是那个火鸡好不好吃吗
？The focus of Thanksgiving is not about the turkey.
感恩节的焦点也不是哦，大家都去血拼啊，哦 ，Good Friday， 哇，哪里好便宜啊，买好东西啊。
Nor the great deals.
那个是次要的。
It's not important.
整个感恩节的主要感恩的对象是我们独一的真神。
The purpose of Thanksgiving is to show our gratitude to our only true God.
同意的人请说，阿门。
If you agree, please say amen.
啊，我们来读哥林多后书二章十四节。
Let us read together 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
一起来啊，来，感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere.
使徒保罗提醒我们的第一句话。
Apostle Paul reminds us that
就是什么？感谢，感谢神嘛。
Thanks be to God.
感谢神常率领我们在基督耶稣里面夸胜。
Thanks be to God who always lead us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession.
并借着我们，你我他，全世界所有的基督徒，借着基督徒来。显扬那因认识基督而有的什么香气
？And uses us, you and me, and all the Christians all over the world to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere.
我在读这个经文的时候
，When I was reading this verse,
就在反思我自己。
I reflect on myself.
我有没有香气
？Do I really possess the
你有没有相信
？Do you have the aroma？
哦，这个很重要，对不对
？It's very important, right？
因为我们不是单单听到，而且要怎么样行道嘛
？Because not only should we listen to the words, we have to live out the words.
我跟大家分享一个真实的故事。
I want to share a true story with all of you.
1956年一月份，有五位年轻的美国人。
January 1956, five young Americans.
他们飞到了这个厄瓜多尔的雨林丛林里面去。
They took a flight to the rainforest of Ecuador.
在印第安的这个奥加索这个阿克斯，向当地的土人传扬耶稣基督的福音。
In an attempt to bring Christianity to the native people of August.
当时的土人是非常落后的。
Back then, the natives were very uncivilized.
对于外来的白人呢，充满了敌意。
They were hostile to these white outsiders.
虽然这无疑这个白人呢，对他们非常，对这些土人非常的友善。
Though these five brothers were very friendly to the natives.
但是最后呢，还是被这些土人呢，用这个长矛的这个枪呢，啊，通通被这个土人刺死。
Their effort came to an end when they were attacked by the natives and were speared.
这五位弟兄都非常年轻。
These five brothers were very young.
啊，有这个 Jim, Nate, Ed, Peter, and Roger.
They were Jim, Nate, Peter, Ed, and Roger.
那更重要的是，当时呢，这个五位这个白人弟兄手中都有手枪。
They had guns in their hands at that time.
但是他们却没有开枪。
But they chose not to pull the trigger.
后来这个真实的故事被拍成电影了。
In the later movie.
那么其中一位这个白人呢，这个弟兄呢 ，Jim 的儿子呢，就曾经问他爸爸说
，Jim's son once asked his dad.
在这个电影里面啊，他。他说：“这个儿子问爸爸说，如果这些土人来攻击你们，你们会开枪吗
？”Will you shoot them if the natives attack you？
如果是你，开不开枪
？If it were you, will you shoot the natives？
人都要保命嘛。
We'll always protect our life。
但是这个白人的这个弟兄这个爸爸回答说
：“But the dad replied，
说我们不能开枪。”
We won't shoot them.
我们不能向他们开枪。
We won't shoot them.
因为他们还没有做好进入天国的准备。
Because they are not ready to go to heaven.
而我们已经准备好了。
We are.
所以他们没有选择，他们没有选择向这些土人开枪。
Therefore, they chose not to shoot the natives.
所以这。五个白人年轻的弟兄全部殉道。
Therefore, all these five brothers became martyrs.
震惊了当时的美国。
The news shocked the America at the time.
故事还没有完。
This is not the end of the story.
还有让人更震惊的事情。
What was more surprising is that
就是其中两位白人弟兄的遗孀。他们竟然仍然前往这个土人所在的地方。
Two of the widows unexpectedly went to the same place.
将耶稣的爱，将耶稣的福音继续传给他们。
To continue preaching the gospel and love of Jesus Christ.
后来，整个的这个土人的部落全部受洗归到耶稣基督的名下。
Eventually, the whole tribe was baptized into the name of the Lord.
后来，这个土人的族长见证说。
Then the patriarch of the natives testified and said.
说我们这些土人从他们就是这些白人的弟兄，还有这些白人的遗孀，接受了福音。
He said, "We as natives." Received the gospel from them. Here, them refers to all these five brothers and their widows.
因着他们牺牲的爱，我们终于明白了十字架上耶稣基督的大爱。
Because of their sacrificial love, we finally get the love of Jesus Christ on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我盼望这个真实的故事能够激励我们。
I hope this true story will inspire us.
更加爱人的灵魂。
To love the soul of human being.
我们不仅仅有感恩的心而已嘛。
Not only should we have grateful hearts.
更重要的，我们要有报恩的行动嘛。
But also actions as return.
当别人问我说，我怎么知道上帝爱我呢
？When other people ask me, how can I know God's love?
上帝有行动吗
？Does God show His action？
当然有啊。
Of course.
因为上帝差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上了。
Because God has sent his only son to earth.
那是不是行动啊？
Isn't that an action?
耶稣基督有没有行动？
Did Jesus have actions?
耶稣基督走遍加利利的各城各乡，医病赶鬼，传扬天国的福音，那是不是行动？
Jesus went through the whole area of Galilee to heal, to heal the illness of people and drove demons. Isn't that actions?
最后，耶稣基督的行动是为全人类走上十字架。那是不是行动？
At last, Jesus went on the cross for the whole world. Isn't that action?
当上帝说他爱我们的时候，不是没有行动的。
When God says He loves us,
因为他差遣耶稣基督从天上来到地上。
Because He sent Jesus from heaven to earth.
然后为我们上了十字架。
Then His only Son, went on the cross.In our place.
但是感谢赞美主。
But thanks be to God.
不是耶稣基督仅仅为我们死了就完了。
Not only did Jesus die for us.
三天以后，耶稣基督从死里怎么样复活？
In 3 days, Jesus resurrected from the dead.
耶稣基督的复活是全世界所有的宗教不能做到的事情。
The resurrection of Jesus is the only thing, is the thing that other religions cannot do.
只有我们的救主。
Only our Savior.
只有掌管宇宙万物一切的独一的真神。
Only the true God.
他能够从死里复活。
Who can raise Jesus from the dead?
证明耶稣基督有得胜死亡的权柄。
Which means Jesus has power over death.
证明耶稣基督有得胜黑暗的势力。
Which testifies that Jesus has power over the darkness.
这就是我们信仰最宝贵独特的地方。
This is most precious thing of our relationship with our Lord.
你去跟福音朋友不信的人，你问他一年三节，感恩节、圣诞节、复活节，哪一个节不跟我们的信仰有直接的关系呢？
When you ask an unbeliever.Those three special days, Thanksgiving, Easter,
感恩节、圣诞节、复活节。
Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter.
啊，我们大家读一下好不好？记住了，感恩节、圣诞节、复活节，什么好记
？Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter.
跟我们的信仰没关系啊？大有关系嘛。
It has a lot to do with our religion.
所以求主帮助我们。
Therefore, we pray the Lord to help us.
我知道弟兄姐妹都很好。
I know our brothers are.
我相信每一个人，甚至包括福音朋友，都有一颗感恩的心嘛。
I believe that everyone has a grateful heart.
华人说这个饮水思源。
We try to say that we should be grateful for what we have.
但是我鼓励大家，单单有感恩的心不够的。
But I encourage us that,
因为主的心意是愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
Because it's not enough to just have a grateful heart, because the Lord's purpose is to.
Yeah. 所以我们
that everyone will be saved.
啊，我们大家啊要来庆祝感恩节的时候呢。
So when we are celebrating Thanksgiving,
就鼓励你尽量的邀请朋友来参加我们下个礼拜四在教会的感恩节的活动。
I encourage all of you to try your best to invite your friends to come to our church for the special meeting.
你们告诉我几点钟开始啊
？You tell me when will the
几点？大声一点。哦，很好，有两点半。2:30是你喜欢打乒乓球的哈，牧师陪你练球 ，OK。2:30、2:00我就来了 ，OK。你就可以打乒乓球了。
So if you want to play ping pong, you can come at 2:30 PM.
节目是4:00开始。
And we'll start the special meeting at 4 PM.
而且我们也还预备了小朋友的一些节目。
We'll also have programs for little children.
啊，所以你可以邀请你的全家大小啊，都欢迎这个你的朋友来参加。
So your whole family were welcome to come and join us.
我们预备了三个很好不同类型的见证。
We have testimonies of three different types.
当然还有精彩的舞蹈。
Of course, there will also be exquisite dancing.
优美的诗歌。
And beautiful singing.
最重要的就是你带人来比你带菜来还要重要。
It's more important, bringing people here is more important than bringing food here.
因为人来了，他就能够听到福音。
Because when they come, they can hear the gospel.
所以我鼓励大家抓住一年只有一次的感恩节的机会。
So I encourage you to seize the once a year chance of Thanksgiving.
啊，我们四点钟节目，我们大概五点半就可以吃晚饭了。
So we will have dinner at 5:30 p.m.
因为我们考虑到有的人真的吃完饭他要去血拼的，没问题的。
Because some may go shopping after the program.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks be to God.
啊，我们的教会是越来越活泼喜乐
了。Our church is getting more and more vibrant and joyful.
因为我们不仅要扎根在圣经神的话语上面。
Not only should we be rooted in God's words.
更重要的是我们要活学活用。
But also to live out what we have learned.
我们学了圣经要拿出来使用。
We should practice what we have learned.
那整个教会属灵的气氛就会越来越好。
The spiritual atmosphere of our church is getting better and better.
感谢神，我们教会的名声现在在外面也很好。
Our church has a very good reputation outside the church.
而且上网关注我们教会网站的人越来越多。
More and more people follow our church online.
所以我在这里也谢谢这个负责网站的整个的团队，他们忠心的侍奉。
Therefore, once again, I would like to thank all the brothers for the teams who are in charge of our website.
最重要的是主把我们放在一起，我们大家可以一起同心来建造主给我们的教会。
That all of us can build up our church together.
最后，让我们来复习一下。
And let us review.
我们为什么要感谢神呢
？Why should we be thankful towards our Lord？
啊，我们来读一下第一点，好不好？来，
let us read together.
因为神是爱我们到底的神。二，因为 ，sorry。来，二，因为神是愿意拯救我们的神。
Because he's willing to deliver us.
来，三，来，因为神是永远得胜的神。
Third, because he is ever victorious.
所以鼓励大家每天早上一起来就哈利路亚，感谢赞美神。
So we should thank God every day.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你把米非波设的故事摆在我们的面前。
You present the story of Mephibosheth to us.
他虽然在圣经中是一个小人物，
though he is a minor role in the Bible,
但是他却有一颗感恩的心。
He has a grateful heart.
他的念旧、他的感恩、他的关怀，都是值得我们学习的。
His reminiscence, gratitude.Faithfulness and care are worth learning from.
我们恳求你大大的祝福我们下个礼拜教会的感恩节的特会。
We pray that you will bless the special meeting of our church on the coming Thursday.
求你使用每一个见证。
May you use every testimony.
求你使用每一首诗歌。
Every hymn.
也求你使用每一位你自己的孩子。
And every your own son.
让我们真是能够流露出耶稣基督的馨香之气。
Let the aroma of Christ Jesus flow from us.
我们求你的爱充满在我们的里面。
We pray that your love will be filled in us.
让我们活出你的爱。
Let us live out your love.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank your grace.
我们将一切的荣耀归给你。
May all the glory be to our Lord.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.感谢主，他给我们的爱，感谢主，他给我们的拯救，他是必胜的神，请会众起立。Let's all stand. We all say thanks. Give thanks to our faithful, grateful with a grateful heart. Let's read in English. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. 感谢主，我们有这个祝福是神而来的。Blessed assurance.
Thank you. 时刻。